Item number 19, from the Director of County Economic Development, Department of Administrative Services, requesting authorization to accept a $17,500 community development investment grant from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation to assist the rebranding effort of the Park East Corridor. This item was also referred to the Committee on Economic and Community Development on March 10, 2014. That committee recommended adoption by a vote of 7-0.
Point of order.
Go ahead.
I'm wondering why we have grants coming before two committees. I understand the contract piece and the requirements under Act 14, but I don't get why we're looking at these grants. Is there a reason for this?
Corp.
The requires that we look at grants?
I think Corp Counsel stepped out of the room, but I think they would recommend that they come to this committee.
Yeah, and I guess I'm asking why.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I believe that because of Act 14, the affirmation of the policy committee is just not sufficient, that contracts do have to come to the finance committee. And otherwise, the policy committee, if the policy committee were to pass such a matter, would have been done, and then we would have seen such under the packaging on the board floor under that particular committee. But because of Act 14, some things have to come to us.
So is Corporation Counsel interpreting contracts to include these grants are being interpreted as contracts? I guess I'd like an answer to that. I mean, we're going to be getting an awful lot of these things in this committee if we keep taking every contract, every grant.
Mr. Bargren has stepped out of the room, but that's my understanding.
I don't want to delay Mr. Teague-Whaley-Smith.
Maybe when he comes back, we'll just dispense with this one. You can ask him.
Let's maybe take care of this one.
Yeah, Mr. Grady's here, and if he has an opinion on that.
Did you hear the question?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Mark Grady, Deputy Corporation Counsel. My understanding is the question is whether or not grants have to come before the Finance Committee. It's basically been our position that with respect to the approval required to apply for a grant, excuse me, I'm a little out of breath from running downstairs, that can go to the Policy Committee. But once the acceptance of the grant is before you, what happens is, in most of these situations, a contract is signed between the agency providing the money and the county. So the ultimate grant leads to a contract. And I don't know this item in particular, but that's been sort of the dichotomy we've approached. Departments come to their policymaking committee and say, we want to go apply for a grant. The policymaking committee approves that application, but then the actual receipt of the funds and the entry into the contract following the grant comes before this committee at a minimum.
That was what I was assuming. Right. These are being treated as contracts.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Willie Smith, do we have a motion to approve?
Supervisor Johnson.
Did you move?
No, I didn't.
Okay. So you have anything you want to add?
Thank you for your support on moving the Park East forward.
Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was wondering how what's the current staffing situation at ACB with regard to Park East?
We do not have that position fully authorized for a full-time position, so we have a temporary employee through a temp agency filling that role until we are able to resolve the staffing issue.
That's curious. And has this had an effect on your department, and if so, what?
The staffing situation? Yes. It is having an impact on our department and our ability to move projects forward.
The committee should know that, like, for instance, the RFP on the chunk of land on the South 6th Street in my district, we approved it last in January. And I'm still waiting. Folks are still waiting. So I would just like to bring the situation to the committee's attention. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And is it, in my discussion with you, Mr. Whaley Smith, it's your intention that when those positions are authorized that you would offer that temporary person a permanent job?
That's correct, but I don't know how long that person is willing to wait, and then we also have an entire another vacancy as well.
Okay. The motion is to accept the grant.
Move to adopt.
We adopt the resolution to accept the grant. Is there any further discussion? If not, would you take the roll?
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb? Bowen?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
8 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend item number 19 for adoption prevails.
Thank you.